Bamidbar, Numbers, chapter 16. And Korach, son of Yitzhar, son of Kahath, son of Lewi, took both Dathan and Aviram, the sons of Eliab, and On, son of Peleth, sons of Reuven. And they rose up before Moshe with some of the children of Yisrael, 250 leaders of the congregation, called ones of the meeting, men of name. And they assembled against Moshe and against Aharon and said to them,
Enough of you, for all the congregation is Kodesh, all of them, and Yahuwah is in their midst. Why then do you lift up yourselves above the assembly of Yahuwah?
And when Moshe heard, he fell on his face and spoke to Korach and all his company, saying,
Tomorrow morning, Yahuwah shall make known who is his and who is Kodesh, and come near to him. And let him bring near to him the one whom he chooses. Do this, take fire holders, Korach and all your company, and put fire in them, and put incense in them before Yahuwah tomorrow. And it shall be that the one whom Yahuwah chooses is the Kadosh one. Enough of you, sons of Lewi.
And Moshe said to Korach,
Hear now, you sons of Lewi. Is it little to you that the Elohim of Yisrael has separated you from the congregation of Yisrael to bring you near to himself, to perform the service of the Mishkan of Yahuwah, and to stand before the congregation to serve them, and that he has brought you near to himself, you and all your brothers, the sons of Lewi, with you? Yet you seek the Kehunah as well? Therefore, you and all your company are assembled against Yahuwah. And Aharon, what is he that you grumble against him?
And Moshe sent to call Dathan and Aviram, the sons of Eliab. But they said,
We are not coming up. Is it little that you have brought us up out of a land flowing with milk and honey to kill us in the wilderness, that you would also seize total rule over us? Also, you have not brought us into a land flowing with milk and honey, nor given us inheritance of fields and vineyards. Would you bore out the eyes of these men? We are not coming up.
And Moshe became very displeased and said to Yahuwah,
Do not respect their offering. I have not taken one donkey from them, nor have I done harm to any of them.
Then Moshe said to Korach,
Tomorrow, you and all your company shall be there before Yahuwah. You and they and Aharon, and take each one his fire holder, and you shall put incense in it, and let each one bring his fire holder before Yahuwah. 250 fire holders, and you and Aharon, each one with his fire holder.
So each one took his fire holder, and put fire in it, and laid incense on it, and stood at the door of the tent of appointment with Moshe and Aharon. And Korach assembled all the congregation against them at the door of the tent of appointment. Then the esteem of Yahuwah appeared to all the congregation. And Yahuwah spoke to Moshe and to Aharon, saying,
Separate yourselves from the midst of this congregation, and let me consume them in a moment.
But they fell on their faces and said,
O El, Elohim of the spirits of all flesh, when one man sins, are you wroth with all the congregation?
And Yahuwah spoke to Moshe, saying,
Speak to the congregation, saying, Move away from around the tents of Korach, Dathan, and Aviram.
So Moshe rose up and went to Dathan and Aviram. And the elders of Yisrael followed him. And he spoke to the congregation, saying,
Please turn away from the tents of these wicked men. Do not touch whatever belongs to them, lest you be consumed in all their sins.
Then they moved away from around the tents of Korach, Dathan, and Aviram. And Dathan and Aviram came out and stood at the door of their tents, with their wives and their sons and their little children. And Moshe said,
"By this you know that Yahweh has sent me to do all these works, not because of my own heart. If these die as all men do, or if they are visited as all men are visited, then Yahweh has not sent me. But if Yahweh creates what is unheard of, and the earth opens its mouth and swallows them up with all that belongs to them, and they go down alive into the grave, then you shall know that these men have scorned Yahweh."
And it came to be, as he ended speaking all these words, that the ground under them split apart, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up, with their households and all the men with Korach, with all their goods. So they and all those with them went down alive into the grave, and the earth closed over them, and they perished from the midst of the assembly. And all Yisrael who were round about them fled at their cry, for they said,
"Let the earth swallow us up."
And a fire came out from Yahweh and consumed the 250 men who were offering incense. And Yahweh spoke to Moshe, saying,
"Say to Eleazar, son of Aharon the Kohen, to pick up the fire holders out of the blaze, for they are Kodesh, and scatter the fire some distance away. The fire holders of these men who sinned against their own lives, let them be made into beaten plates as a covering for the altar, because they brought them before Yahweh. Therefore, they are Kodesh. And let them become a sign to the children of Israel."
And Eleazar the Kohen took the bronze fire holders, which those who were burned up had brought, and they were beaten out as a covering on the altar, a remembrance to the children of Israel, that no stranger who is not of the seed of Aharon should come near to offer incense before Yahweh, and not be like Korach and his company, as Yahweh had said to him through Moshe. But all the congregation of the children of Israel grumbled against Moshe and against Aharon on the next day, saying,
You have killed the people of Yahweh."
And it came to be, when the congregation assembled against Moshe and against Aharon, that they turned toward the tent of appointment. And see, the cloud covered it, and the esteem of Yahweh appeared. And Moshe and Aharon came before the tent of appointment. And Yahweh spoke to Moshe, saying,
"Arise from amidst this congregation, and let me consume them in a moment."
And they fell on their faces. So Moshe said to Aharon,
"Take the fire holder and put fire in it from the altar, and lay incense on, and go, hurry to the congregation and make atonement for them. For wrath has gone out from Yahweh. The plague has begun."
And Aharon took it as Moshe commanded, and ran into the midst of the assembly, and saw that the plague had begun among the people. And he laid on the incense and made atonement for the people, and stood between the dead and the living. And the plague was stopped. And those who died in the plague were 14,700, besides those who died on account of Korach. Then Aharon returned to Moshe at the door of the tent of appointment, for the plague had stopped.